ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning by the Rashim et Barach, Parashat Vayechi. And we see, right at the beginning of the parasha, the pasuk said, Vayechi Yaakov be'eres Misraim 17 shana, Vayechi yemei Yaakov sheni hayav 7 shanim ve'arba'im umat shana. The Torah is telling us here that Yaakov Abinu, from the time he came to Misraim until he passed away, he lived for 17 years in Misraim. And we have the famous Baal HaTurim. It tells us here, it said, Vayechi Yaakov lomar shelo haya yamim tobim belo tsa'ar ela kemnyan Vayechi. What's the gematria of Vayechi? Yud and Yud is 20, and Chet is 8, and Vav is 6. You have 34 altogether. 34, to teach us that means the real lifetime of Yaakov Abinu, it was only 34 years. 17 years from the time Yosef was born until he was sold. Pasuk said, "Ele toledot Yaakov, Yosef ben sheba asre shana, haya ro'et rehav batzon." He was only 17 years old. From the time he was born until he was sold, Yaakov Abinu, he lived happy life because he saw all his kids, including Yosef, and Ele toledot Yaakov, Yosef. He used to love him a lot. Pasuk said, Kiben zekunim hulo, that Baal HaTurim also told us over there that he taught him all the shisha sedre mishnah, all the hamisha sedre mishnah that Yaakov Abinu learned in Shem Va'iver. He passed it on to Yosef HaTzadik. And we spoke back then, we said that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, he says, even though Baal HaTurim, he brought a siman for ben zekunim hulo, said zekunim, that's Rashi Tevot, zayin zira'im, kuf seder kadashim, Nun Seder Nashim, Yud Seder Yeshuot, which is Seder Nezikin, and Mem Seder Mu'ed. That's what Baal HaTurim brings down. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, he brought in his book, the Derech Siha, he says, what about Seder Taharot? We have Shisha Sedre Mishnah. Baal HaTurim, he told us, Zikunim, he taught him five Sedre Mishnah. But we have Shisha Sedre Mishnah. He said back then they used to have only Hamisha Sedrim. Used to have only five Sedre Mishnah. Why? Because he said Seder Kadashim and Seder Taharot are together. Because everyone knows you're not allowed to eat Kadashim unless if you are Tahor. So Seder Kadashim and Taharot was together. But later on when they saw Hachaim that they have so many Mishnayot, that's why they split it into two separate Sedrim. But back then, it was only five sedre mishnah they used to have. How they used to sing the pizmon for Haga Pesach, Shisha mi yodea, I don't know what they used to say back then. Back then, I don't know, they had a problem with it. They used to have to find something else. But after they saw that they have a lot of mishnayot, and they split seder kadashim into two sedarim, that's why we have seder kadashim and seder taharot. But back then, they used to have only five. So these are the real lifetime of Yaakov Abinu, 17 years from the time Yosef was born until he was sold. And the last 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim, these are the only 34 years that he could say Yaakov Abinu, he lived b'shalva. All the other years, Yaakov Abinu, he went through a lot of tzarot. Like the Midrash brings down, and said, Lo shalafti, ve'lo shakatati, ve'lo nahti, ve'yabu rogez. Lo shalafti, ma'isav, ve'lo shakatati, milaban. ולא נחתי מדינה ויבוא רוגז קפץ עליו רוגזו של יוסף. That's what Midrash brings down. But here, the gematria of Vayechi, 34 years, these are the real lifetime of Yaakov Abinu. That's what Baal HaTurim brings us here. Even though we saw that Yaakov Abinu, he was so much connected with Yosef HaTzadik and he didn't see him for 22 years, everyone would have expected that after Yaakov Abinu came down to Mitzrayim, he used to be next to Yosef HaTzadik all the times. Yaakov was so happy to see Yosef HaTzadik, so we would have expected that Yaakov Abinu, all the 17 years, he was sitting down and learning Torah with Yosef HaTzadik. Continue to teach him Torah. But we see in the parasha, that wasn't the case. You see here, Pasuk said, Vayikrebu yemei Yisrael lamut, vayikra libnu liYosef. When the lifetime of Yaakov Abinu approaches and he's about to die, he had to call his son Yosef. What do you mean he has to call him? Yeah, sounds like he was not next to him. And also later on, after Yaakov Abinu got sick, ויהי אחר דברים אלה, ויאמר ליוסף, הנה אביך חולה. They told Yosef that his father Yaakov is sick. So it sounds like he wasn't next to him at all. So what happened? How come Yaakov Abinu, he was so much connected with Yosef Tzaddik? Now that he came, and we said these are the 17 years, the best time of Yaakov Abinu's life. How come he wasn't next to Yosef Tzaddik? So I saw something amazing here that Da'at Zkanim brings down. He says here on the Pasuk, Vayomer li Yosef, and Hakim said that it was Ephraim, Yosef's son. Vishamati, he says here, Umashma'a shelo haya ragil Yosef etzel Yaakov, kmo shematzinu nameh, Vayikra lebno li Yosef. That's what he said. That he wasn't next to Yaakov all the time. Why not? ושמעתי מפי הרב רבי שמואל זל הטעם, לפי שהיה ירא שישאל לו העניין, היאך הורד למצרים, ויגיד לו שמחרו אחיו ויקללם יעקב, ונמצא מחריב את העולם כולו. שהרי רחל אמו שקלל שלא מדעת ואמר, עם אשר תמצא את אלוהיך לא יחיה, נתקיימה כללתו ומתה בדרך אפרת. האם יקללם מדעת? לא כל שכן. Says here, he says Yosef in Mitzrayim the whole 17 years, he was making up excuses not to be next to his father Yaakov Abinu. He didn't want to stay next to his father. Why? Because he was scared. Maybe Yaakov is going to ask him, "Could you tell me, my dear son, what happened? How did he end up being Mishneh LeMelech Mitzrayim? What happened? How did he get here?" So Yosef is not going to lie. He has to tell him what's going on. He's going to tell him that his brothers, they sold him as an Ibed. And he came to Mitzrayim. He has to tell him the whole story. So when Yaakov is going to hear such a thing, that the brothers, they sold Yosef, he might curse them. And his curse, Yaakov Abinu's curse, Hasb Shalom, for sure it's going to be fulfilled. The Gemara said, Kallat Talmid Chacham Afilo Al Tnai Hiba. Could you can hear that he knows for sure that he's cursing them? Because how could you sell your brother as an Ibed? How could you sell him like this? So he said, take a look what happened. When Yaakov, he told Laban, "Aim asher tumsat Elohecha lo yihye," because of this, this week's parasha, "Ba'ani b'boim paddan meita alai Rahel be'eres Kana'an baderech." Rahel died because of Yaakov's curse. And even though he cursed over there, without knowing that Rahel took the teraphim. So could you can hear? That's why Yosef HaTzadik, he was making up excuses not to be next to Yaakov. Why? Because he didn't want the conversation to lead to asking him, how do you come here? Then that's what he says. That's what Hakim tell us. Even though he lived Yaakov Abinu 17 years next to Yosef Sadiq, but wasn't really next to him. That's what here the Da'at Zkanim tells us. But I saw the Mefarshim, they ask, you have here the Or HaHaim HaKadosh right at the beginning of the parasha. He pays attention here. He says, "Vayhi Yaakov be'eres Mitzrayim." Why the Torah called him here, "Vayhi Yaakov"? Yaakov lived. Although we know that Hashem changed Yaakov's name to Israel. So what happened here, "Vayhi Yaakov"? The pasuk should have said, "Vayhi Israel." And what are you going to tell me? He said, you see many times, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he changed Yaakov's name to Israel, Hashem himself, he called him Yaakov so many times. You see the last week's parashat, all the parashat before. Sometimes it's Yaakov, sometimes it's Israel. So the Shem Yaakov was not Ne'akar Legamre. Hashem used to call him also with the name Yaakov. And sometimes Yaakov, sometimes Israel. Why? There are reasons. Or HaHaim HaKadosh deals with it. But here it says, "Vayhi Yaakov." What are you going to tell me? Okay, the Pasuk said like this. So say next Pasuk, "Vayikrebu Yemei Israel Lamut." We must have some interpretation here. What's going on? You want to call him Yaakov? No problem. But be continuous. You called him Yaakov? Continue. You called him here, Israel. So call him in the beginning. Vehi Israel, Be'eres Mitzrayim. There's also so many Pirushim. Hatam Sofer speaks about it. So many Pirushim. But I saw a beautiful Pirush, Hakim, they tell us that we know Rashi says, Vayikrebu Yemei Israel Lamut. What does it mean, Vayikrebu? And the life, the days of Yaakov approaches to die. He is about to die. Rashi says, what does mean Vayikrebu? What does this the language Vayikrebu im Israel Lamut? Rashi says, Kol mi she'ne'emra bo keriba lamut lo gi'a limei abotav. Rashi said, any person that says about him Vayikrebu im, that his time become almost approaching to die, that means he did not live the same years his fathers and great grandfathers lived. He did not live the same thing. And that's what happened here with Yaakov Abinu. He said, Yitzhak Hai, 180 years. And Yaakov lived 147. So he did not reach Yitzhak's life. If that's the case, I saw the Nachatam Sofer, it brings down beautiful Pirush. He says, we know Kadosh Baruch Hu changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham. At what age Hashem changed Abraham's name to Abraham? Pasuk Meforash said, Vehi Abraham ben Tish'im v'tesha shana, and Hashem called him, Ki Abraham yeh shemecha. He changed his name to Abraham. At what age? At the age of 99. Now, we know that Yaakov, also Hashem changed his name from Yaakov to Israel. Now, at what age Hashem gave Yaakov's, he changed Yaakov's name to Israel? At what age? Let's figure it out. So do we know that we have the Rashi, the long Rashi at the end of Parashat Toldot, on the Pasuk Ahot Nebayot, Rashi does the calculation over there. It's also connected with the Gemara, Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara says over there, Rashi, at what age was Yaakov when he got the brachot from Yitzhak? So the Gemara says, Rashi, the Gemara, clearly, it was 63 years old. He was 63 years old when he got the brachot. And after that, he went for 14 years to learn to run Shem Ba'aber. So 63 plus 14, 77. And after that, he came to Laban. And he worked 7 years to marry Rachel. We had 77 plus 7. Who's going to help me? Said 84. Means he was 84 years old when he married Leah. And a week after he married Rachel, Meleh Shebu Azub, and Ten Lecha Gamizot, Ba'avoda Asher Ta'avoda Madi, Aot Sheba Sheni Maherot. So within the other week, he married Rachel. And after that, he had to work for him another 7 years. Now 84 plus 7, now 91. And after that, he stayed another 6 years. Says Pasuk Mefarash, Zelli 20 shana bebeitecha. He stayed by Laban's house 20 years. Abaticha 14 shanim v'shte benoticha v'shte shanim betzonicha. So in 91 plus 6, 97. 97, but on the way back, the Gemara said it took him 2 years to come back. Why? Because the Pasuk said, Ve'yaakov nasa'a sukkota. Ve'ibel lo bayit. Sukkota, it sounds like summertime. You go outside. Ve'ibel lo bayit, that's wintertime. When Mokneo asa sukkot, another summertime. So the Gemara said it took him another 2 years on the way. So how old now? 97 plus 2, it was 99. See, it also, Yaakov, Hashem changed his name to Israel at the age of 99. Ooh. So now the Farshim said, here the Torah, for whatever the reason the Torah had, that the Pasuk started, Vehi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. But when it came to tell us, Ve'ikribu Yemei Israel Lamut, the Torah could not tell us, Ve'ikribu Yemei Yaakov Lamut. Why not? Because what did Rashi say? Any person says by him, Ve'ikribu Yemei Peloni, it means he did not reach the lifetime of his fathers. But here, Yaakov, he did live just like Abraham lived. How old was Abraham when Shem changed his name from Abraham to Abraham? 99. Yaakov lived also to 99 years. So when Yaakov's name was Yaakov, he lived the same amount of years that Abraham lived. But Israel did not live the same years that Abraham lived. If you pay attention here, he said that's why the Torah said Ve'ikribu Yemei Israel Lamud. The Torah could not say Ve'ikribu Yemei Yaakov Lamud, because if the Torah would say Ve'ikribu Yemei Yaakov Lamud, it means Yaakov's life did not reach Abraham's life. That's not true. Yaakov's life, he did reach Abraham's life, but Israel he did not reach. Israel did not live like Abraham. That's why the Torah was medakdek Ve'ikribu Yemei Israel Lamud. That's what the Hakim is telling us. Anyways, so since that Yaakov Abinu, he saw Ve'ikribu Yemei Israel Lamut, he realized that his time is coming to an end. And like also the Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he explains here, he said, how did he know that his time came? He says, he has a record here, Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he knew, Yaakov Abinu, he knew that his time is coming. So he was scared, if he's going to die in Mitzrayim, he does not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. So that's why, right after that, Ve'ikribu Yemei Israel Lamut, right after, Ve'ikra Lebnu Lo Yosef, Ve'yomer Lo, Imna Matzati Hen Be'enecha, Simna Yadecha Tachat Yerechi, Ve'asita Amadi Chesed Ve'emet, Al Na Tekberenu Be'Mitzrayim. He does not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. Why not? Said the Absol Mefarshim, they speak about it. Rashi says, Al Na Tekberenu Be'Mitzrayim, Sofa Lihiyot Afarah Kinnim. since that Yaakov Abinu knew that Eretz Mitzrayim is gonna get 10 makot, one of the makot v'hachet afar ha'aretz, afar ha'aretz is gonna turn into kinim. So if Yaakov is gonna be buried over there, he was scared the kinim they're gonna go on top of his body, they're gonna bother him. That's why he said, I don't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi tells us here. That's one reason. And second reason, ושאין מתי חוץ על הארץ חיים אלא בצער גלגול מחלות. He said, at the time of תחיית המתים, anyone who was buried in חוץ לארץ, תחיית המתים is going to happen in Eretz Israel. So what's going to be? Anyone who's buried in חוץ לארץ, his עצמות, they have to roll down. I don't know from where, they have the special tunnel under the ocean to go to Eretz Israel, and from there they're going to live. So he doesn't want to have that tsar. That's why he said, I don't want to be buried in Chutz La'aretz. Take me to Eretz Israel. That's second reason. Third reason, we should lo yasuni Misraim Abudah Zarah. That the Misraim, they should not make me Abudah Zarah. Why? Because we all know that Midrash Rabbah tells us, Midrash Rabbah says that really it was supposed to be, how many years of hunger it was supposed to be in Mitzrayim? It was supposed to be 42 years. We know that Yosef, he told Parao, "Ihiyu sheba sheni ra'ab." He interpreted in the dream of the dream of the parot, the dream of the shebulim. He told him, "Ihiyu sheba sheni ra'ab." But we have a beautiful da'at skenim that goes exactly with the Midrash Rabbah. It says his da'at skenim, "Ihiyu sheba sheni ra'ab, ihiyu lashon tifillahu." Yosef was praying to Hashem, please Hashem, make them only 7 years. Why? Shemin haddin haya lehiot min bet shanim ra'ab b'Misrayim. Said, based on the dream that Parao saw, the hunger, the famine was supposed to be for 42 years. Ketzad? Sheba'a de parot, v'sheba'a de shibbolim shela halom, v'chen besipur, v'chen de hagadam pi Yosef de parot v'sheba'a shibbolim. So you said, Parao's dream, he had 7 bad cows. What is it symbolizing? 7 years of hunger. And 7 bad shibbolim, another 7 years of hunger. And when Parao, he repeated the dream, he told it to Yosef HaTzadik, another 14, that's 28. And when Yosef interpreted the dream, 28 plus 14, 42. It was supposed to be 42 years of hunger. But Yosef, Yosef, he prayed, please Hashem, make it only 7 years. That's what Yaakov, what Yosef thought. But the truth of the matter, when Yaakov came to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, Vibarech Yaakov et Parao, Vayasim lefnei Farao. Yaakov gave Barakah to Parao. What Barakah? She'ale Nilus Lukrato. That the hunger, the famine stopped. From the minute Yaakov Abinu came to Mitzrayim, the famine stopped. So if that's the case, they had only 2 years. And the Midrash says they were supposed to have 42 years. So when did the famine came back? The Midrash Abba said it came back at the times of Yehezkel. Here they have the Kli Akar, he said after Yaakov Abinu passed away, the famine came back again to Mitzrayim. That's why no wonder when you see it later on, Vayibku oto Mitzrayim sheb'im yom. The Misraim, they were crying for Yaakov Abinu for 70 days. What the Misraim have to do with Yaakov Abinu? What do they care about Yaakov? The Misraim, why are they crying about Yaakov? Because they thought, because of Yaakov, the famine stopped. And now that he died, the famine came back again to them. That's why all of them started to cry that for the big loss that they had, that Yaakov Abinu is not around anymore and the famine came back. So that's here what Rashi told us. Rashi said, "V'shelo ya'asuni Misraim Abudah Zarah." So he was scared. Since that the Misraim, they know the power of Yaakov Abinu, he was scared maybe they're going to make him Abu Dazara, after he dies, they're going to come worship his grave. That's why he told Yosef, "I'll not take in Misraim. I don't want to be buried in Misraim. You should take me to Eretz Israel, to Ma'arat Machpila." So I saw here also the Da'at Skenim. He said, whatever Rashi said, "Lefi she'atid liyot afar Eretz Misraim kinim," because they're going to get Makat kinim. So he was scared Yaakov Abinu that the kinim, they're gonna crawl on his body. Said Lon Hirali. Said it doesn't sound good to me. Tosafot says, "Ve'omer Ben Utam, she'haya yaresh she'lo yinatzlu Mitzrayim me'aser makot ba'aburo im yikaber b'Mitzrayim." So he was scared. Why he does not want to be buried in Mitzrayim? Because maybe in his zechut, Yaakov zechut, they're not gonna get the Mitzrayim the 10 makot. They're not gonna get them. Why? Because they have Yaakov with them. So they said, "Take a look." ست شهرين نقرا اسرائيل سيبي زورا. عم اسرائيل يعقوب ابينه his name was also اسرائيل he was called سيبي زورا. ومصرائيم نقريم حموريم شنيمار اشير بسار حموريم بسرام وختيب وفتر حمور تفدي بسه. So he was scared maybe they're gonna be saved, the حموريم they're gonna be saved because of the say. Who's the say? That's Yaakov Abinu. That's why he was scared. He does not want to be buried in Mitzrayim, because if this is going to be buried in Mitzrayim, how is the pasuk going to be fulfilled? Ve'acharichen yetzu berchush gadol, ve'gam et goy asher ya'abodu dan anochi. I'm going to judge them. And on the spot, Yonatan Uziel, what does it say? Dan anochi. I'm going to hit them with 250 makot. That sounds like to me that Yonatan Uziel is doresh the pasuk dan anochi, at create dan anochi, la ran anochi, run gematria 250. I'm gonna give them 250, like we said in the Haggadah, ve'al hayam laku 250 makot. That's what we say. So Yaakov, he was scared to be buried in Mitzrayim because maybe in his zechut they're gonna be saved from all the makot. And the pasuk, ve'gam etego asher ya'abod dan anochi. That's why I don't want to be buried in Mitzrayim. That's what he says over here. And since that Yaakov, he knew that the Mitzrayim, they're not going to let go easily from him. They want him to be buried in Mitzrayim because they saw all the bracha came because of him. So for sure the Mitzrayim, they would not let Yosef take Yaakov to bury him in Ma'arat Machpelah. They would have told Yosef, leave him here. We want Yaakov to be buried in our land, in Mitzrayim, to give us bracha. He saw Yaakov Abinu, he knew this. That's why he had to make his son to swear for him. So that's why he said, "Ve'yikra libnu liYosef, ve'yomer lo imna masati hen be'anecha." Please, if I find a favor in your eye, please simna yadicha tachat yerechi. What does it mean, simna yadicha tachat yerechi? Rashi said, "Simna yadicha ve'yishabeya," and I wanna make you swear that You're not going to let me stay here in Mitzrayim. You're going to take me to Ma'arat HaMachpelah and bury me over there. And we say, have interesting Yonatan Uziel. He says, Yonatan Uziel here, he says, Shavi kedon idach begzirat mehulti. Veta'abed kedon amiti bu ukshot lach kedon tekber inani b'Mitzrayim. So he told him, any time that a person, we make him swear, he has to hold something kadosh to swear on it. Like, for example, a guy, he holds Sefer Torah, and he swears while holding Sefer Torah. He holds Hefes Kadosh in his hands, and then he swears. That swear has the power. So what kind of Hefes, what kind of something Hashub, important, they used to have back then? Which Mizvah used to be important by them? It was Mizvah of Brit Milah. It was Mizvah Habibah B'Einahem. You see also by Abraham Avinu, when he called Eliezer to find Zivuk for Yitzhak, he told him the same thing. Simna yadicha tachat yerechi, and he made him swear. What did he make him swear? Also, over there, the Mefarshim also said the same thing. Same idea, he made him hold his Brit Milah and swear. That's the Hefetz Hashub that he used to have back then. Brit Milah, Mizvah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was so important to Abraham Abinu. He made Eliezer hold his Brit Milah to swear. That's Hefetz Kadosh he was holding. And here Yaakov, he asked Yosef to hold his Brit Milah and swear. But Yonatan Uziel continues, ومن بجلال دهو بره لا شفيه ده إلا هين أمار أنا عبيد كفت جماخ. Because Yosef was Yaakov's son, he did not hold his Brit Milah. Why? Because it's not kabod for the son to hold the father's Brit Milah, even though it was Hefes Hashub. Was important for them, Brit Milah, like Sefer Torah, it was for them. But still, it's not kabod, it's not tzni'ut for the son to see his father's Brit Milah, Chas v'Shalom. That's why here it brings down here also Pirush Yonatan Uziel. Pirushim on Yonatan Uziel brings down here. He said, "V'hazal amru she'asur l'kanes l'marhas im abiv." A person is not supposed to go to a mikveh with his son. Many people they don't know this halakha. That many people, you see them, they go to the mikveh, father and son together. So you're not allowed to go father and son together. If they're going together, someone has to wait outside until the one finishes. Then when he finishes, then the father goes in or vice versa. But both of them at the same time to go to the mikveh are not allowed to. Why? Because the son is not supposed to see his father Brit Milah. That's what happened here by Yosef Tzaddik. His Yaakov told him, hold my Brit Milah because that's a Hefetz Hashub that we have in our times like Sefer Torah. But because Yaakov, because Yosef, he knew that it was his father, it's not tzni'ut, that's why he didn't hold it. So that's why he told him, Anochi asechet bareicha, I promise you, my father, I'll do whatever you told me. He asked him to hold Brit Milah and do Shebu'ah. He did not want to do Shebu'ah. That's also what Rahim HaKadosh also explains. Why Yosef has to tell Yaakov, Anochi asechet bareicha, I'll promise you, I'll do whatever you told me. Don't promise me, just swear. He told you to swear, swear, and that's it. Ella, since that he wasn't allowed to hold his Brit Milah, that's why he told him, I promise you, my father. But Yaakov Abinu, he saw this, Vayomer Ishabi Ali. No, I want you to swear for me. Vayishabalo, and he swore to him, Vayishtahu Israel Rosh HaMatam. Why Yaakov did not trust his son Yosef at Tzaddik that is going to keep his words? Why did they have to make him swear? For what? Ella, the Gemara, Masechet Sotah, the Aflam Advav, the Gemara says over there that Yaakov Abinu, since that, but the Ruach Yaakov Abraham, he already got back the Ruach HaKodesh, he knows what's going to be in the future, and he knew Yaakov that Yosef is going to need that Shebu'ah that Yaakov, he made him swear. He's going to need it. When? The Gemara says, because when Yosef came to Mitzrayim the first time before he interpreted the dream of Par'o, so Malach Gabriel, the Gemara said, he came to Yosef Tzadik in jail, and he told him the whole 70 languages. Why? Because he told him, tomorrow you're going to become Mishneh Lemelech Mitzrayim, you're going to become Vayetzei Yosef Al Eretz Mitzrayim, you're going to become just like the king. So they have a rule in Mitzrayim, the king, he must know 70 languages. So that's why Malach Gabriel came to Yosef and he added the letter of Hashem's name, Shneimar Edut Bi Yosef Samo, not Yosef's name anymore, Ye Yosef. He added a letter from Hashem's name, he added the He. Why? Because he had to teach him 70 languages. He taught him 70 languages. Vayetzei Yosef alei es Mitzrayim. Next day, when he came to Parao, he saw him that he interpreted his dream. He wanted to make him king, Mishneh Lemelech. But he told him, listen, we have a rule here. If you don't know 70 languages, you cannot become the king. He told him, of course I know. He started talking in Spanish. He spoke to him in Spanish. In Russian, spoke to him in Russian. In Arabic, spoke to him in Arabic. In English, all the languages. He knew everything. After they finished, Yosef told Parao, but listen, I know one more language that you don't know. So where is it? It's Lashon HaKodesh. What's Lashon HaKodesh? He spoke to him Lashon HaKodesh. He didn't understand Parao. Then Parao was scared that they're going to put Parao down and put Yosef, the king. So Parao, he told Yosef, teach me that language. He started teaching him. He didn't chap it, Parao. So Parao, he made Yosef swear. He told him, I want you to swear that you're not going to tell anyone in Mitzrayim that you know more languages than me. So Yosef, he swore to him, he's not going to tell him. After Yaakov Abinu passed away, Yosef, he came to Parao, he told him, listen, Avish bi'ani lemor, that Yaakov, before he passed away, he made Yosef swear to bury him in Me'arat al-Makhpila. So please, I need to take Yaakov Abinu to bury him in Me'arat al-Makhpila. Then Parao told him, what are you talking about? You know, your father Yaakov Abinu, he gave us bracha here to Mitzrayim. We're not going to let go of Yaakov Abinu, bury him here in Mitzrayim. But Yosef told him, but Adoni HaMelech, I cannot. Why? Because I swore to my father that I'm going to take him over there. So Parao told him, listen, I know by you the Yehudim, I know if someone makes a neder, I heard that once you call up three hakamim and do hatarat nedarim. So what's the problem? He made you swear to him to take him to Me'arat al-Makhpila. Bring shlosha minyan talmidei hakamim and they'll make you hatarat nedarim, and that's it. You don't have to worry about this. Then Yosef told Parao, told him, no problem, if you want to make me hatarat nidarim on this, I'm going to make hatarat nidarim on the Shebu'ah that you made me swear to you, that not to reveal that I know more languages than you. So when he saw this, Parao said, Vayomer alei ukburat abicha kashir shbi'icha. If it wasn't because he made you swear, he would never let him go. And all of this Yaakov Abinu he saw, and that's why he told Yosef at Tzaddik, I want you to swear to me. He did not trust him. Of course he trusted him. But Yaakov, he knew that Yosef is going to need that Shebu'ah. He's going to need it. Without this Shebu'ah, Parao would never let Yosef take Yaakov out of Mitzrayim. That's why he saw this. He told him, Shabi'ali. I wanted to swear. Shabi'alo. Yishtahu Yisrael Rosh HaMatan. That's it. But I saw something interesting that Da'at Zkanim brings down. Said when Yosef told his father, "Anochi e'aseh et barecha," told him, "I promise you, I'll take you to Me'arat al-Makhbila." What does mean? "Anochi e'aseh et barecha." I promise you. So here the Da'at Zkanim, he brings down midrash. "Kishem she'ata mitzaveni kach ani mitzave le'ahai b'shat mitati le'ha'aloti mekan." Same way. You're making me swear to you to take you out of Mitzrayim and to bury you in Me'arat al-Makhbila. I'm also going to do the same. After Yosef's going to die, he's also going to make Bnei Israel swear to him that they're not going to leave Mitzrayim without taking Yosef's bones also from Mitzrayim. That's what the Pasuk says, Parashat Bishalach, "Ki hashbeya ashbiya et Bnei Israel lemor, pakod yifkod Elohim etchem, veha'alitem et atzmotai mze etchem." Yosef, he made Bnei Israel swear, "You're never leaving Mitzrayim without taking me with you." That's what Yosef, he told his father Yaakov, same way you're commanding me to take your bones out of Mitzrayim and bury you in Ma'arat al-Makhbila, I'm also going to do the same. I'm also going to make Bnei Israel swear to me to take me out of Mitzrayim. That's what he says. And with this, Da'at Zkanim, he wants to answer Al-Khawra, all the Mfarshim, they ask question. We have next week's Parashah and Parashat Shemot. It says in the Pasuk, when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Parao to take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim, next week's Parasha, Pasuk said, Hashem told him, "Vishame'u likolecha, vishame'u likolecha, ubata ata vizakne Yisrael el melech Mitzrayim, v'amartem ela, v'Hashem elokei avrim nekra alenu, v'atan elchana derech shoshashim b'midbar." Say, "Vishame'u alecha," they're going to listen to you. Rashi says, "Vishame'u likolecha me'alehem." You don't worry, you don't have to convince them even. You only tell them, "Pakot pakati etchem," or automatically they're going to listen to you. How? "Mekevan shetomar lahem lashon ze miyad yishme'u lekolecha." You don't need to prove it to them. Just say that statement, "Pakot pakati etchem," they're going to believe you. Why? "Shekbar siman ze masur beyadam miyakob miyosef, shebelashon ze hem negalim." So because Ben Israel and Mitzrayim, they had a prophecy that the Goel, the guy who's going to take them out of Mitzrayim, the Redeemer, is going to come to them, is going to tell them, "Pakot pakati etchem." Anyone who's going to come and tell them, "Pakot pakati etchem," this is the guy who's going to take us out of Mitzrayim. They had Kabbalah. So here, they ask here the Siftei HaChaim, he said, what do you mean? Maybe someone's going to trick them. Also, the Ramban also speak about it here. Maybe someone's going to trick them. And since that they have Kabbalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to be. So Kadosh Baruch Hu told them, "No, I'm going to make sure no one's going to trick you with this sentence. Anyone's going to come to you and is going to tell you, 'Pakot pakati etchem,' trust him, believe in him. He's the one's going to take you out of Mitzrayim." That's what he said. "Shebelashon zehem negalim." How do we know this? Ben Israel, they had Kabbalah from Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov amar lahem, "Velohim pakod ifkod etchem." Yaakov told Ben Israel, "Hashem pakod ifkod etchem." And Yosef also told them, "Pakod ifkod elokim etchem, ve'alatem ta'asmotayim mze etchem." Also Yosef, he told them the same sentence. Anyone's going to tell you, "Pakod pakati etchem," this is the guy. The Farshim, they asked, he said, what's going on here? The Ramban and Siftei HaChamim, he said, where do we see a record that Yaakov told Bnei Israel, "Pakod ifkod elokim etchem"? No such a pasuk. Rashi, Kibyachol, is quoting, there is such a pasuk. And we have the Marei Mekomot, Baruch Hashem, Marei Mekomot, says that in Bereshit, Nun Kafdalet, the end of this week's parasha, the end of the Humash Veikra, Humash Bereshit, that's right toward the end. Let's see what this pasuk. It says here in the pasuk, "Vayomer Yosef el Ahav." Yosef told his brothers, "Anochi met, ve'Elohim pakod ifkod etchem, ve'ela etchem min ha'aretz hazot, el ha'aretz asher nishba'a le'Avraham, l'Yitzchak u'le'Yaakov." Who's talking? Yosef. Next pasuk, "Vayashba' Yosef et bnei Yisrael lemor, pakod ifkod Elohim etchem, ve'aretem et asmotayim mizeh." So Rashi quote these two pasukim, and he said the first pasuk that Yaakov told Bnei Israel, the second pasuk Yosef told Bnei Israel. That's why it says over there, "Vishamau lekolecha." But we open up the pasuk, no such a record. Yaakov never told Bnei Israel, "Pakod difkod elokim etchem." That Yosef, he said clearly, "Vayomer Yosef elehav, anochi met, ve'Elohim pakod difkod etchem." That's the pasuk that Rashi is quoting. هذا يوسف ستوكينر نت يعقوب سير اوصد هذا سيس افتح حكايم سيس هير وتيما هري لو ما تصينو פסוק ده جبي يعقوب يعقوב ده נצד פסוק יוסף סלד ושמש לומר כיוון דגבי יוסף נכתב פסוק זה שתי פעמים. Just said also we need to understand why it says twice יוסף he told them ויום יוסף לחב ולוקים פקוד פקוד אתכם וישבע יוסף בני ישראל פקוד פקוד אלוקים אתכם. Why he said it twice? And he says יש לומר שאחד אמר בשמו ואחד משום יעקב אביו. One פסוק יוסף told בני ישראל said that's what my father יעקב told me to tell you. And the second pasuk, what I'm telling you on my own, that's what he wants to say. I also saw also the Da'at Skenim also by us the toward the end. Tema, lama amar shnei pe'amim pakod yifkod, havale lemichtab hachi. Why did he say twice pakod yifkod? The two pasukim we just read. Ve'yesh lomar de'achi ka'amar. Ya'akov avinu amar pakod yifkod elokim etchem ve'heila etchem. Ve'lachen ka'asher pakod yifkod elokim etchem, you should take my bones also. So what is he saying that that's Kanim? He says, the first Pasuk, Yosef was telling Ben Israel that my father Yaakov told us that whoever is going to come to say Pakot Pakati Etchem, this is the guy. And now Yosef is telling them, by the way, whenever that guy comes, that Moshe Rabbeinu comes, you have to take my bones also out of Mitzrayim. So it says here that really, Yaakov said the first Pasuk, and he told them, by the way, whenever you're going with Achen, Ka'asher pakod v'kod elokim etchem, don't forget to take my bones out of Mitzrayim. That's what he says over here. But on our Pasuk, the Da'atskanim says something a little bit different. He said, Anochi e'asechit barecha, I'm going to do whatever, the same way you're making me swear to you to take your bones out of Mitzrayim, to take you to Ma'arat al-Makhpila, I'm also going to do the same. So it says here, "Vein Rali Da'atz Kanim Dus Pasuk Deleha Nicha Hadi Perasha Shib Beveil Shemot Shesman Zeh Masur Lahem Yaakov Mi Yosef Shebelashon Zeh Defakod Ifkod Yiyun Galim Sharei Masinu She Yosef Amar Befirush Pakod Ifkod Elokim Etchem VeAmar Acha She Yosef Amar She Yaakov VeYosef She Yosef Amar She Yaseh Kedbrei Yaakov VeImken Gam Yaakov Amar Betzava Pakod Ifkod Elokim Etchem." It says here something interesting. That since that Yosef told his father, same way you're making me swear, I'm also going to make Ben Israel swear. Anochi e'asechet barecha, I'm going to copy you. You're right, we didn't see a record that Yaakov told Ben Israel like this. But since that we saw that Yosef, Pasuk Beferush, Yosef told Ben Israel Beferush, Pakod yifkod elokim etchem, and you should take my bones out of Mitzrayim. So, and Yosef said, Anochi e'asechet barecha. So, mistama, that also Yaakov said the same sentence. But still we have to understand why Yosef has to tell his father, Anochi e'asechet barecha, I'm going to do the same. Why you have to tell him like this? Same way you make him swear, I'm going to make Ben Israel swear. What does Yaakov care if Yosef is going to command Ben Israel to take his bones out of Mitzrayim? Yaakov would have answered Yosef, I don't care what you're going to command Ben Israel. I'm making you swear you should take my bones out of Mitzrayim. What are you telling? What are you answering me back? He said, I'm going to do the same. I don't care if you're going to do the same. You're going to make Ben Israel swear. You're not going to make me swear. I don't care about this. Was Yosef answering Yaakov? He was supposed to tell him, okay, no, I'll promise you. Why he told him, Anochi asechet barecha, according to that midrash, I'm also going to command Ben Israel. I don't care what you're going to command him. I saw here in Sefer Shem and Rosh, Daf Kuf Het, in this week's parasha, he brings down here, he quotes here Sefer Vavei Amudim. He said, "Ven ra dehne ita b'sefer Vavei Amudim b'ta'am shenishtanu shlosha tzaddikim." He said, we have three tzaddikim that we saw something strange happen with their burial. Who are these three tzaddikim? He said, we have Yaakov and Yosef and Moshe. These three tzaddikim, something strange happened their burial. What happened? Yaakov zacha lekaber be'eres Israel gufo ve'atzmotav. Yaakov, they buried him in Eres Israel, Me'arat HaMachpila. They took his body to Me'arat HaMachpila and they buried his body and everything. He was buried in Eres Israel. That's Yaakov. Yosef be'atzmotav, but lo gufo. Yosef, they took his bones out of Mitzrayim and they buried his bones in Eres Israel, not his body. רק פסוק סד. ועליתם את עצמותיי מזה אתכם, שתק מי בונז, ערף מצרים, תברי מן ארץ ישראל. That his body, Yosef's body, was not buried in ארץ ישראל. Only the bones were buried over there. That's Yosef. ומשה לא זכה להיכנס לארץ ולא נקבר, לא גופו ולא עצמותיו. Not his body, not his bones. While Chaurah, these three tzaddikim, each one different from the other, so he explains here in Sefer Vavei Amudim, כי חזל אמרו מסכת קדושין דף למד א', שלושה שותפים יש באדם, הקדוש ברוך הוא, אבי ואמו. Also עושים גמרא, also מסכת נדה. You have three partners, the father and the mother and הקדוש ברוך הוא. אביו מזריע לו בן שמנו ציפורניים ועצמות. We get to the point, he says here that what does the father, what comes from the father to the baby's body? So the gemara said few things. One of them is the atzamot. The bones of the baby comes from the father. Ve'emo mazra'at odem shemenu or ubasar. And from the mother comes the flesh. It means the bones of every person, it's coming from the father's share. And the flesh, and the meat and the flesh, is coming from the mother's share. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts it in the Shema. Ve'yaakov, so he said, now with this, we could explain these three tzaddikim, why they were changed from one from the other, beautifully. How? He said, Yaakov, nukberu abiv ve'emo be'eres Yisrael. Lefichach, nukbar be'eres Yisrael gufo ve'asmotav, chelek ha'ab ve'chelek ha'em. So he says here, Yaakov's parents, Yaakov's father, Yitzhak, and his mother, Ribka. His father and his mother, they were buried in Ma'arat al-Makhpelah in Eretz Israel. So if that's the case, he deserves that his bones and his flesh should be buried in Eretz Israel. Yosef, Imo lo nukbara be'Eretz Israel. His father was buried in Ma'arat al-Makhpelah, but his mother, Rashi said, "Vani in this week, Parashah, v'ani b'boim padan, meita alai rachel be'Eretz Kena'an, be'ot kibrat Eretz labo Efrata." And Rashi said, "Velo lechtiha, afilu lekubra be'Eretz Israel." He did not bury her in Eretz Israel. The Ramban asks on Rashi, what do you mean? V'chi Efrat and Husla Aris, is it? And the Hatam Sofer also speaks about in Torah Moshe, he speaks about what the Ramban, explains Rashi. He said, really, Hatam Sofer says, said, really, we know the Efrat is part of Eretz Israel, you're right. But Abraham Abinu and Yaakov, they did not buy that land yet. It's promised for Abraham, Ishaq, and Yaakov, but they did not earn it yet. They did not buy it yet. Abraham, he bought Ma'arat al-Makhpelah. He spent 400 shekel kesef over the Sohir. He spent top dollars to buy Ma'arat al-Makhpelah. And Yaakov, he bought Me'akesita. Miyad b'nei Hamor, Abi Shechem, Me'akesita. He bought that piece of land. But you're right that eventually Ephrat's going to become part of Israel, but so far, it's not part of Israel. That's what Rashi meant. That's how the Hatam Sofer wants to explain Rashi. Because the Ramban, as I said, he's questioning on Rashi, what do you mean, Efrat and Husla Aretz? Of course, in Israel. V'chi Rachel Kiburab Husla Aretz. She's buried in Israel. But he said, you're right, it's part of Israel. But they did not earn it yet. They didn't buy it yet. They weren't muhzak in that land yet. That's what Rashi meant. He did not bury Rachel in Israel. So bottom line, we'll go back to our topic here. We said Yosef's parents, Yaakov, he was buried in Eretz Israel. What does the father give him? The bones. That's why Yosef's bones are going to be buried in Eretz Israel. But his mother, Rachel, she wasn't buried in Eretz Israel. That's why his flesh, Yosef's flesh, was not buried in Eretz Israel. That's about Yosef. About Moshe, his father and his mother, they died in Husla Aretz. That's why his flesh and his bones, they were buried in Husla Aretz. That's why he explains this is beautiful. So if that's the case, that's what Yaakov, when he made Yosef swear, he told him, I'm making you swear to take my bones to bury me in Eretz Israel. And Yosef told him, Anuchi asechet barecha. What does it mean, Anuchi asechet barecha? Dad, you don't have to make me swear on this. Why? Because I'm going to do it eventually. I'm going to take you to Eretz Israel. I'm going to bury you in Eretz Israel. Why? Because it's for my benefit. If I'm going to take you to Eretz Israel, then my bones, at least, are going to be buried in Eretz Israel. That's what he told. Anuchi asechet barecha, that's the answer to his question. He's answering precisely to his question. But nevertheless, Yaakov told him, no, I know, v'yomer shavi ali. I needed to swear from him. Why? Because we explained, Yaakov saw that he's going to need that shibu'ah because of Paro. That's as we explained. But this is the idea when he told him, Anochi Asechet Barecha, I'm also going to do the same, that he was exactly answering him exactly to his question. I saw also in Turat Moshe, Hatam Sofer, I told you in the beginning that Baal HaTurim told us, Vehi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim, Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, the gematria of Vehi, 34 years. But here in Turat Moshe, the Fresh Vav Amud Bet, he quotes here the Tosafot al Torah. He said, Pasuk said, Vehi Yaakov Mitzrayim, Vehi Yemei Yaakov Shene Hayav. Vehi, he said, what's the gematria of Vehi? Not Vehi. Vehi said, Yud and Yud is 20, and He is 5, 25, and the Vav, 31. I said, "Vehi yemei Yaakov." The real lifetime of Yaakov Abinu was only 31 years, not 34 years, as we said before from Baal HaTorim. He quotes here the Tosafot al Torah. He said, "Vehi yemei Yaakov keminyan vehi." 31 years. What are these 31 years that Yaakov lived b'shalva? Said the 14 years that he learned in Shem Ba'aber. He was in Beit HaMidrash. He was learning Torah. That's obviously it was the best years of Yaakov's life. And the last 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim with Yosef, and he saw Matato Shlema, all his kids, all his sons, they're all tzaddikim. And not only this, the Midrash Rabbi says, Veifru Veirbu Me'on, said they multiplied Ben Israel, the Midrash Rabbi brings down, Yaakov, he saw his great children and great grandchildren. The Midrash says, Yaakov Abinu, he did not die until he saw Shishim Rabbo Mi'otzei Halatav. How is the calculations going to work? I have no clue. But that's what the Midrash says. Yaakov did not die until he saw 600,000 from Bnei Israel, from his descendants, through with this 17 years. How is it possible? Don't ask me. But that's what the Midrash says. Anyways, so he lived, obviously, 17 years. The last 17 years that he lived in Mitzrayim, it was very happy years for Yaakov's life. So these are the 31 years. 17 years in Mitzrayim, and the 14 years that he was learning Torah and Shem Va'aber, but all the rest of his life, it was trouble, like I said. Lo shalavti, velo shakatati, velo nahti, v'yabu rogez. He didn't finish with the tzara, Laban, the Isav, and Dina, and Yosef. All his lifetime, it was tzarot. But these 31 years, it was Yemei Shalva. That's what Tosafot says. Hatam Sofer here says, ולכאורה קשה בעיניי להשוות חיותו בבית עבר בקדושת ארץ ישראל לחיותו במצרים בערבת הארץ. How could you compare the 14 years that he learned Torah in ארץ ישראל, in the yeshiva of Shem Va'aber, you're comparing these 14 years to the last 17 years of Yaakov's life? He said, these are the years of Yaakov. Continues here, it said, ומכאן ראיה ברורה למה שכתבו תוספות על התורה, דהך גושן, היינו אותו גושן שכתוב בספר יהושע בנחלת בני יהודה, והיא מארץ ישראל. מפרשים, they argue of the גושן that בני ישראל lived in מצרים, the פסוק said that יוסף, ויושב יוסף את אביו ואת אחיו, בארץ גושן. Like also the pasuk, Ve'yeshev Yisrael, the pasuk said, last week's parasha, Ve'yeshev Yisrael be'eres Mitzrayim be'eres Goshen, Ve'ye'achazu ba, ve'yifru ve'yirbu me'od. Which Goshen is this? So he said that the same Goshen that Shevet Yehuda got in his share in Eretz Yisrael. Same Goshen. How is it possible? So he said, be'eres Mitzrayim be'eres Goshen. And Farshim, they argue about it is the same Goshen or not the same Goshen. Whatever it is, Hatam Sofer, he says this is a rayat to what the Tosafot said. Anuchi ered amecha Mitzrayimah ve'anuchi a'alcha gam alo. Pasuk says, V'ya'al l'krat Yisrael aviv Goshna. When Yaakov came to Yosef, to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk said, V'ya'al l'krat Yisrael aviv Goshna. Yosef, he went up to greet his father. What I mean, he went up? He said, that's what the Gemara said. Eretz Israel, it's Gibuham Kol Arasot. Anyone who's going to Eretz Israel, he said, he's Olel Eretz Israel, it's going up. Since that Eretz Goshen was part of Eretz Israel, that was one of the cities that Shevet Yehuda got in Eretz Israel, that's why he says, V'ya'al L'krat Israel Aviv Goshen. He went up to Goshen. Why? Because Goshen was the same Goshen that Yehuda got in Eretz Israel. So he said, ומכאן ראיה ברורה למה שכתבו תוספות על התורה, דהך גושן, תוספות דעת זקנים, דירות את פרק מ"ו פסוק כ"ט, דהך גושן, היינו אותו גושן שכתוב בספר יהושע בנחלת בני יהודה, והיא מארץ ישראל. וכן כתב בביאורי הכוזרי, עין שם. וכתבו את תוספות שלכן כתיב ויעל יוסף לקראת ישראל אביב גושנה, אם אתה פלק היתודיו, לכל ארץ ישראל נקרא עלייה שגבוה מכל העולם. ולפי עניות דעתי, קונטיניוס היר, דהיינו דאמר לי הקדוש ברוך הוא ואנוכי, הקדוש ברוך הוא ואנוכי אעלך גם עלו. What I mean, double language, אנוכי אעלך, I'm gonna bring you up, גם עלו. What's גם עלו? Again, I'm gonna bring you up. What I mean, what's the double language? שתי עליות הללו למה? אחד לארץ גושן, ושני לאחר מותו משם למערת המכפלה. So you're right, יעקב, you're going down to מצרים, but I'm going to take care of you in מצרים, we're not going to stay in מצרים, I'm going to bring you up to גושן, and from גושן I'm going to bring you even higher to מערת המכפלה. That's the double language. עלך גם עלו. והנה, he continues here, יוסף אמר פקוד יפקוד אלוהים אתכם והעליתם את עצמותי מזה אתכם. And בעל התורים brings down, when יוסף, before he passed away, told him, פקוד יפקוד אלוהים אתכם, כתב בעל התורים, פקוד, what's the gematria of פקוד? P is 80, Q is 100, and Vav and Dalet is 10, 190. That's פקוד. פקוד, בעל התורים says, כמניין פקוד שהוא קץ, יפקוד ויחסר ממספר תף שנים, וישאר רדו שנים. ואחר כך יפקוד אלוקים אתכם. So, בעל התורים says, beautiful. פקוד יפקוד. The word יפקוד, it means, it comes from the word, ויפקד מקום דוד. What's mean ויפקד מקום דוד? It's, the David's place was missing. No one's sitting in his chair. So that's here, Pakod, the gematria of Pakod, which is 190, Hashem is going to make the 400 years missing the 190. Pakod, Yifkod, Elokim etchem. That's what Baal Turim brings down. I saw the Da'at Skenim, he asked on Baal Turim, he doesn't quote Baal Turim, but he said also same midrash, Pakod, Yifkod, Elokim etchem, Hashem is going to take away from the 400 years that we were supposed to sit in Mitzrayim, it's going to take away Kemenyan Gematria of Pakod, which is 190. The Askanim says, if you pay attention to the Pasuk, it's written Pakod without a Vav. So now we missed the whole calculation now. But he said that's what it's brought down in the Midrash, the 100 Pakod Gematria 190, Hashem's going to take away 190 years out of the 400 years. But it says Pakod without a Vav. That's what the Askanim is Me'ir. And he says, you're right, but we must say that yesh em lamikra. We must say like this. Why? Because that's what brought down the midrash. So you're right, it's written pakod without a vav, but the way it sounds like as if it's written with a vav. And then if it's written with a vav, it's a gematria 390. That's what we have to say. So he brings down here, וכתב בעל התורים פקוד כמניין יפקוד, and he's going to stay in Mitzrayim only 210 years. ואחר כך יפקוד אלוקים אתכם. ויש לעיין על כל פנים, מה עניין זה והעליתם את עצמותי מזה? So he said, the חתם סופר, he says here, I understand what Baal Turim told me, פקוד, Hashem is going to take away 190 out of the 400 years, no problem, thank you so much. But what does this have to do with the continuation of the pasuk that says, ואלוקים פקוד יפקוד אלוקים אתכם, ועליתם את עצמותי מזה אתכם. Hashem is going to take away 190 years, but please take my bones out of Mitzrayim. What's the connection? Same bin Shema Ahad. Hashem is going to take away 190 years, but please take out my bones from Mitzrayim. What's the connection here? Well, Hanal said, Niha. Said, according to what we explained before, the Hatam Sofer said, since that Eretz Goshen, that they lived in Am Yisrael, they lived in Mitzrayim near Eretz Goshen, it was part of Eretz Israel. So he said, now we understand the Psukim 100%. How? Kevan she'Eretz Goshen she'nikbaru shama kol metei b'nei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, he chelek me'Eretz Israel. Since that Eretz Goshen, everyone, be'Eretz Goshen, ve'ya'ahazu ba, ve'yifru ve'yirbu me'od. They multiplied in Eretz Goshen, 600,000 people, they lived in Eretz Goshen, during that lifetime of Yaakov Abinu, and they were buried in Eretz Goshen. That means everyone who was buried in Eretz Goshen is buried in Eretz Israel. ואם כן, אמה יקפיד יוסף להעלותו לארץ ישראל, שיהיה כמותם. that's the case, if you tell me Eretz Goshen is part of Eretz Israel, why Yosef, he cared so much? Please take my bone out of Mitzrayim, but I mean Eretz Israel. What do you care? This is also part of Eretz Israel. Why does he care so much? He said, Mishlama Yaakov. So what are you going to tell me? Yaakov also did the same thing. He said, no, Yaakov has his reason. Why? Mishlama Yaakov rasale kaber me'arat al-makhpila. Abal al Yosef kashe. Yaakov, he knew he has to be buried in Me'arat al-Makhpila. So there's no question on Yaakov why he don't want to be buried in Eretz Goshen, which is already part of Eretz Israel. No. For Yaakov, there's no question he wants to be buried. He has his place, he has his spot. Where? In Me'arat al-Makhpila. He has his plot over there, he has to go over there. But for Yosef, why is he asking Ben Israel, please take my bones out of Mitzrayim? You live in Eretz Israel. You're buried like anyone else. Everyone else is buried in Eretz Israel in Goshen. He also will be one of them. Ve'yesh lomar, said Goshen haya b'chalko shel Yehuda. I told you before, Goshen was in the share of Yehuda's Shevet. ואמרו חזל בפרק יש נוחלים במסכת בבא בתרא דף קי"ב עמוד א' צדיק קבור בקבר שאינו שלו בתמיהה. Could it be that צדיק is going to be buried in a grave that doesn't belong to him? So no wonder you see how Abraham Abinu, he had to buy Me'arat Machpelah from Benahet. He paid top dollars, 400 shekel kesef. Why? They told him, "Bemibhar kibarenu kiboret metecha." Ish menu et kibro, lo echlem mecha ma kibor metecha. Take it, go to the cemetery, anywhere you want to bury Sarah, anywhere, go ahead. He said, no, he does not want to bury her unless he pays. That's why he was begging, please to speak to Ephron, I want to buy it. Ephron told him, it's okay, you don't need to pay me. He said, no, I want to buy it from you. Then until he paid him. Why? Because he wanted to bury Sarah Menu in the kever that belongs to her. So you're also similar, dear, like Mara says, Tzaddik is going to be buried in the grave that doesn't belong to him. It's not kabod for that Tzaddik. So Yosef, since that he was Hashub, he was king, and he was Hashub, he was Shevet, Nasi Shevet. So he's going to be buried where? In Eretz Goshen that belonged to Chelek Yehuda, Shevet Yehuda. Doesn't fit that Yosef should be buried over there. Al Kain, he'ilu l'shechem b'chalko shel Yosef. That's why also what the Gemara said, you took away Yosef from Shechem when Yaakov sent Yosef to check on his brother. He went to Shechem, the brothers, they took him from Shechem and they sold him. The Gemara said, you took him from Shechem, bring him back to Shechem. That means bring his bones to Shechem. That's from where you stole him. Kibyachol, you took Yosef out of Shechem, you sold him as an Ibed. Now you have a mitzvah, bring him back to Shechem. That's why Yosef, he told Ben Israel, you should take my bones to bury me. I don't want to be buried in Eretz Goshen. Even though Eretz Goshen is part of Eretz Israel, but this is the part of the Nahala of Shevet Yehuda. I don't want to be buried over there. Take me to Shechem, that belongs to me. וידוע, it continues here, שאילו היו זוכים והיו יכולים לסבול גלות 400 שנים במצרים, היו כל ארבע מלכויות כלולים בגלות מצרים, והיו יורשים אז גם כני וכנזי וקדמוני. כדאית במדרש רבה, like it says in מדרש רבה. So it says here, said everyone knows that if Ben Israel they would have been able to stay in Mitzrayim for 400 years straight, then there's no more four galiot. There's no more gonna go to Galut Edom and the Babel and Yavan and the Paras Umadai. All these galiot, we don't need them. If we would have stayed in Mitzrayim 400 years, but the pasuk said, "Velo yachelu le'etmeimeya." They couldn't stay in Mitzrayim. Why? Because if they would have stayed another minute, they would have reached the 50th Sha'ar Tuma. There's no return, Chas v'Shalom. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Betaketz, he had to take them out of Mitzrayim before the 400 years are over. But if they would have stayed 400 years straight in Mitzrayim, then there's no need for 10 galiot, for the other 4 galiot. So if that's the case, then Bnei Israel, La'atid Lavol, Midrash says, that Am Israel, we got Eretz Israel, which is the Nahala of Tshiba'a Amamin, 7 nations. But La'atid Labo, Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham, is going to give him 10 nations. So if that's the case, he said, when this is going to happen, obviously the Nahala of the Shebatim is going to be split differently. Now that the Shebatim, the 12 Shebatim, the 11 Shebatim took their share in Eretz Israel, based on the Nahala of Tshiba'a Amamin. But la'atid labo, when we're going to get the nahala of 10 nations, 10 amamim, then the nahala in Israel is going to be split differently. And if that's the case, then each Sheva is going to take different parts. What's going to be later on? So he says here, ואז יתחלק ארץ ישראל לחלוקה אחרת, כמבואר בספר יחזקאל, פרק מ' ז' מ' ח', ואז יהיה ארץ גושן בחלקו של יוסף. לעתיד לבוא, גושן is going to be part of Yosef's share in ארץ ישראל. Now it's part of יהודה's share. Why? Because we got only נחלת שבעה, 7 nations. But לעתיד לבוא, משיח is going to come, we're going to get all the נחלה of 10 nations. Then ארץ גושן is going to be part of Yosef's land. So if that's the case, Yosef, he told Bnei Israel, if that's the case, then you don't have to take my bones. You can bury me in Goshen. But when am I telling you to take me out of Mitzrayim? I don't want to be buried in Goshen. That's only in Pakod, if God Elohim etchem. If you're not going to stay 400 years, if Hashem's going to take away 190 years from the 400 years, then take my bones out of here. I want to be buried in Shechem. But if lo pakod of kod Elohim atchem, Hashem is not going to redeem you before the 400 years. That means if you're going to stay in Mitzrayim 400 years, don't take my bones. I don't need to take my bones because I'm buried in Goshen. Goshen is my share. It's going to be part of me. So that's what he says here. ואז יהיה ארץ גושן בחלקו של יוסף, ולא הוסרחו להעלות עצמותיו. על כן אמר, אם פקוד פקוד אלוקים אתכם, אז ועליתם את עצמותיי, ולא זולת. If Hashem is going to take away 190 years from the 400, then I'm telling you to take out my bone. But if not, there's no need. I'm buried in my share. The ארץ גושן belongs to me. That's what Hakim is telling us. That's the Anyan here. That's Am Israel. They had that prophecy. The Nabi is going to come. He's going to tell them, Pakot pakati etchem. They have that prophecy from Yaakov and from Yosef at Tzaddik. Anyone's going to come to them, is going to tell them, Pakot pakati etchem. This is the one's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. And sure enough, when Moshe Rabbeinu came and he told them, Pakot pakati etchem ve et he'asui lachem b'Mitzrayim, they believed him, they trusted him, and this is the guy who's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. But I saw the Hatam Sofer, he explains the Hatam Sofer, he said, no, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made it especially that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Aral Sifataim. Because we know what letters comes from the lips. Moshe's lips are burnt. So you have Zohar HaKadosh, he said, Bumaf, Bet, Vav, and Mem, and Pe, these are the four letters that you need the lips to pronounce them properly. Without the lips, you cannot say the letter P, you cannot say it without moving your lips. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Aral Sifataim, he wasn't able to say the letter P properly. Properly, he wasn't able to say the P properly. He wasn't able to say it. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So, and now the Hatam Sofer said, that's why Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu Aral Sifataim. Why? Because if he wasn't Aral Sifataim, then Ben Israel, they might say, listen, maybe he got that trick, Moshe Rabbeinu, from someone, he heard it from someone, and he came, Hasve Shalom, Nabi Sheker, Hasve Shalom, he's telling us, Pakot Pakati Etchem. How do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is the right one? Maybe it's only, he heard it from someone who's tricking us. That's why Hashem made Moshe Rabbeinu Aral Sifataim. Him on his own, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not able to say, Pakot Pakati Etchem. And why? Because he was Aral Sifataim. And when they heard him saying, Pakot Pakati Etchem, they heard it clearly, even though he was Aral Sifataim. Now they knew for sure that Shekhina Medaber B'toch Gironu, and they knew this is the guy who's going to take them out of Mitzrayim. That's what they got the prophecy from Yaakov and Yosef. And he was going to tell him, Pakot Pakati Etchem, this is the one. Be'ed Hashem. Also, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Sheifkod Otanu, Dvarish, Va'av Rahamim, Be'ed Hashem, Mezkei Legula, Kirobam, Rabbi Yamenu, Amen, Amen. Rabbi Hananu, Lakshem, Omer, Asagash, Baruch Hu, Zakot, Israel, Fichach.